9C. Exercise 3. Page 76. 1.
Hi, Bill. I heard you're going on a summer course to learn French in Marseille. You must be really looking forward to it.
Not really. I really wish I hadn't applied, to be honest.
Why? Are you worried that you'll miss your family?
No, it's not that. I just think that I'll be the weakest student on the course. I won't be able to understand anything.
Oh, come on. I'm sure there'll be lots of other people who are at your level.
Well, I hope you're right.
Two.
Hi, Laura. Do you fancy going to the cinema later?
I can't. I've got a paper to finish for the online psychology course I'm doing.
Wow, really? But why are you doing an online course? Is it cheaper than going to classes at a local college?
No, it's about the same price, but I really like the fact that I can study whenever I want.
Oh, yes, I suppose that's important when you work 9 to 5 every day.
3.
Now, before you leave, I want to tell you all something. Don't worry, I'm not going to give you more reading before the next lecture. I just wanted to let you know that Professor Banks, our head of department, has organised for room 3B to be used as a reading room from now on. What does that mean? Well, obviously you can study there and do your assignments, but you can also use the room to read reference books from the department library. It'll be open every day between 8 a.m. and 7 p.m.
4.
So, Karen, what do you think about our new professor, Dr. Pavlov?
Well, he's extremely strict, isn't he?
What do you mean? He doesn't let us use our phones in the lecture hall, but that's totally understandable. I actually think he's quite nice, and I love how he uses technology in the lectures.
You're right there. It really brings them alive. But what about his accent? I can't make out what he's saying sometimes.
Really? It doesn't bother me.